Remembering the song, we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. That is my share on today. Through it all, God has never failed me. With all the disappointments, heartache, and tears, God continues to be my strong tower, refuge, and my strength. What is faith? Complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Today I was reminded by our dear church mother of Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Mother emphasized the words, without faith, which caused me to think while she was sharing with me. Faith is not an easy action or a word for some of us. Although we hear the acronym over and over, for all I trust him, it doesn't easily transmit to our individual faith. We go through many things in life, some emotional, some spiritual, some physical, and even some mental. But I want you to know that it's okay. It's normal to feel any of these given emotions at some time in your life's journey. Know this today. You are not alone. You are not abnormal. You are not a failure, and definitely are not dedicated to how you feel at any given time. Christians, or as we say, believers, can have the same hurtful emotions and feelings, just as those that are not of the Christian faith. Does this mean that you are not connected to God? No. Does this mean that you have given up? No. Does this mean that you have turned your back on what the Word of God has taught you? Definitely no. Just as your physical body of organs and functional ability are sometimes affected by neglect or breakdown, our mind and emotions can sometimes be affected by our daily life and detrimental circumstances. With love, I say to you, there's always hope. Let's spell this out. Hope is help overcomes pressure as it evolves. What does that mean? It means as long as we have breath in our body, we can get help to overcome the pressure as it evolves and affects our actions in mind, body, and spirit. Here are a few scriptures to assist you. Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. 1 Peter 5:10. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Let these few scriptures become life to you as a believer, and to all of you that trust and believe in the Word of God as the higher being. Beloved, I encourage you to allow your faith to grow and expand. Allow God to be the God and the guide of your life as he has planned. Know and believe that God has a process for each and every one of us to walk in his plan. There will be times that we will become overwhelmed, disoriented, and have a loss of hope. But don't be in despair. Life isn't perfect. And we as individuals are not perfect. It doesn't matter of our intellect, our creed, our status, our age, or even our morals. We will all have times that we will become hopeless, but be encouraged. As the song says, we have come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Guess what? God will never fail. We may fail God, others, and even ourselves, but hope will remain waiting for us at every turn. Beloved, know that Jesus is the hope of this world. He is the healing that overcomes pressure as it evolves. So as you continue to walk in your process, your path may not be straight and may be hindered along the way. You may even suffer some pain and be knocked down emotionally, physically, mentally, and even spiritually. Grab a hold to faith. Even if you start with a string, it will eventually become the strong rope that carries you. Everywhere I go, I want the world to know Jesus Christ never failed me yet. Let's touch and agree. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your grace, mercy, and peace. Thank you for another opportunity to say, forgive me, where I may have failed and neglected to know that you are my hope. Thank you, Father, for giving us the ability to share of your love. Teach us how to become the example of hope as you build us up in your word and through our prayers. Help us to be strong in our faith as we cast our cares upon you, as you care for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Robinson, and I thank you for listening, subscribing, and supporting the Prayer Power and Praise podcast. I encourage you to share hope with all those you encounter. Let them know that God is yet on the throne, and he is still working it out for our good. Go in peace, beloved. We'll chat soon.